Blog Talk Radio.
Federici and
Richard Cooper. Da, da, da.
So we had a guest for this evening, but she has she's not feeling well, was unable to make the call, so maybe she'll come back another time, which these things happen. So it's just me and Rich tonight.
Absolutely.
So Stephanie, absolutely. If you're listening, we hope you feel better.
Absolutely. And she will, because I'll keep her on her toes. No.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So the discussion tonight, which we can still talk about, is overcoming challenges. And maybe with Stephanie, she had quite a story. She's a divorced woman with and raised a boy, single mom. And she went from, you know, a struggling time to being successful in a business. So she had quite a few hurdles to go over, as most of us do at some point in our life. And I just think that they're supposed to happen. The hurdles are supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
yeah, they keep us on our toes.
Yep. Yes, they do. And they challenge us and, you know, make things difficult. But, you know, it's very testing because it tests your stamina, your endurance, your ability to overcome, and you know, and what you stand for.
Yeah, and no matter how many times that you kick and scream and throw yourself on the floor and hope that it's all going to go away, it's not. It's just going to get more intense. So you got to get used to it and enjoy the process, as I've been told many times.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter where you live either.
It doesn't matter
where you live, because you just take yourself with you. Wouldn't it be nice if you could leave yourself somewhere and just take off?
Well, you know, it's that, Leslie, and it's also people have to realize that, because, you know, there are even the super wealthy people, you know, and the successful people and the celebrities and stuff like that. Just because they've got, people think that once they get a lot of money and stuff like that, that all their problems and things are going to go away. And essentially their financial issues, if they manage it correctly, are going to go away. But if they have any psychological things going on with them, they're just going to be very rich and have psychological issues and not be able to deal with life.
That's,
you know?
<yeah. laughs> that's true. That's true. Because, you know, the problems don't go away. Maybe they'll be magnified in some way or another, but they don't go away. I don't know, Rich. I think that every one of us has something that we have to learn in this lifetime. I don't know what it is, but everybody's different. And isn't that amazing that so many people, everybody's different? I mean, we all basically have the same anatomy, but it's all different, you know? I find that really interesting.
Yeah, well, I can tell you from my perspective what the things that people experience in life is called lessons. Let me tell you, I could write a book, and I've been told by a family member that I need to write a book about my story. I haven't figured out exactly what I'd be putting in it, because it probably will be made into a movie on Hollywood. Very interesting story.
Oh, well, you should write it.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about it. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I know my whole chronological history of my life and all the things. I guess if I sat there writing it, all these things would certainly resurface in my brain. And then I was told that sharing those type of things with people There is somebody out there in the audience, like Jim Rohn said. He said, you never know who's in the audience. I'll never forget that. I was actually when I worked in sales, the company that I worked for had Jim Rohn come in and speak for us. Jim Rohn. And
wow.
And I just remember him talking about Anthony Robbins. And he was talking about it, how Anthony Robbins was 17 years old and was sitting out there in the audience, and now he's, you know, super popular. And the thing is he said, you never know who's in the audience. And so that's what I was thinking about when you said, well, maybe I should write that book.
But you know what? That's really true. Because you never know who you're going to bump into. You never know who's going to, you know, remember you. And I think Tony Robbins actually worked for Jim Rohn for a while.
He did.
And then he went off on his own. Yeah.
He did. He worked for Jim Rohn. I'm not sure how long, but yep, you're absolutely right. And he was 17 when he started, Leslie.
Yep. And I'll never forget, like, his story. Because he was hitting rock bottom as a young man, and he said he just put on his sneakers and started running.
Yeah,
and
he did.
Ran until and then one thing led to another. But he just said he wasn't gonna stay in that place where he was, and I don't mean that physically, but in that state of mind, and that's when he reached out. And start changing his
and
life.
Touch. That's when he reached out and touched somebody's hand. Everybody, this show is pretty much free for all, isn't it, Leslie?
Yes, it is.
It is free for all. Boom, baby, boom. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. I love life. I so love life, Leslie. You know, you're talking about overcoming objections. So what about yourself? I mean, you know, I know you and I have talked about this before, but I guess what are some of the biggest things that you've dealt with and, you know?
Oh, gosh. Well, losing my eyesight, that was one. That totally changed my life. And I sat on the pity pot for like a couple of weeks. Now, I had a choice. I could have turned into one of these people that always complain that I can't do this, I can't do that, because I don't have eyesight and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I have some eyesight, but it's tricky.
We're going to get it even better.
What?
We're going to get it even better. Watch. Go ahead.
No.
Vimix,
no, my...
baby, Vimix. Go ahead. You never know, you might have a bottle of Vivix showing up at your house one day. Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays to you. Or happy birthday.
I got my shopping list. It's getting ready, and Vivix, I think, is on there.
Oh, yeah,
but anyway,
baby.
But anyway,
okay, go ahead.
So I could have been one of those people that sat on the pity pot for the rest of my life. But I decided not to do that. So what I did is I started learning about other things that I could teach, and that made all the difference. You know, so that was one major big challenge, giving up my independence. I couldn't drive a car anymore. That was a real drag and stuff like that. So now I don't even think about my peepers. I just keep going.
Peepers.
They're there. Peeper,
peeper, don't you be peeper. I love it. Do it again. No. You know how kids do that when you actually say funny things to them? They go, oh, do it again. I'm just a big kid at heart.
Oh, me too.
Everybody, in case you're listening to this show and you think that she went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for a minute, actually, she didn't. There's a YouTube video out there that you need to go Google. It's an old Tide commercial of the guy that had the talking spot on his shirt. You're going to crack up
stain.
When you watch it. yes, it was hilarious. Lately. I think that is a funny. You know, I actually watched it the day that you brought it up again, and I was sitting. I kept rewinding it and playing it back over and over
you,
and over again.
You know
what's
so funny? Because the faces on those guys are so serious, and the older guy that's doing the interview,
yes.
He doesn't know what to look at.
He thinks he's looking at the spot on the guy's shirt like, that looks hideous. And then he's got this look like, I can't even concentrate on what you're saying because that awful-looking spot on your shirt keeps interfering and interrupting. I think that is the funniest thing. You know, which, hey, you know what? It's funny you said, us with us laughing, I think about what you said about overcoming objections. I mean, obstacles, overcoming obstacles. And it's humor. I found, and so what did you, so you did that. And so what I did, too, is the same thing pretty much, but in a different way. And I started doing a lot more things to motivate other people. I started filling my head every single day. I still do it to this day, Leslie, filling my head with Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn videos, anything inspirational, anything motivational. And then on top of that, I pay it forward and I give it back. I put it out there. And even I might be feeling like, I just don't want to do this today. I mean, it's very rare that happens, but there is a day that I might not want to do it, but I still do it consistently every single day. And I found out that consistency is the key, especially when it comes to overcoming objections and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then also having I've had a nice support network around me and great friends like yourself, you know. You know, it's just that, and it keeps me motivated, keeps me inspired, and then it makes me realize that I have a part to play and something that I can offer, you know, to the world and help people out. And you've actually inspired me in a lot of ways, and especially when you told me about your situation, you know, about accepting the fact that you were considered legally blind, and that, but you're still getting around. Like you are not per se, you know, you're not tech. In my eyes, I don't consider it a disability. I don't know the best way to put it. It's on the positive side of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's a negative thing either. It's, you know, it's all a matter of your perspective and how you want to look at it. And it doesn't bother me one bit. And I get around, baby. I take Uber.
Uber. I know, calling Uberman.
Uber, you know, so it's you know, back when this started happening, like in the 90s, you know, Uber wasn't around and other things weren't around. But now, years later, they're around, so transportation's really not a big deal, you know.
Right.
So that's good. Yeah, so what?
No, so that's
what?
Good.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's a ticket. Yeah, that's a ticket. Yeah. Sorry.
You know, so everybody. What?
No, you say everybody is what?
Everybody's got a challenge. It's just a matter of how you choose to deal with it, you know?
Exactly.
How you choose to deal with it.
You know, I made a choice like you did. I said, am I going to sit around and go, bloop, bloop? No, just kidding. No, am I going to sit around and whine about it? Or am I going to take action and say, no? And that was what it was, Leslie. I said, no more. Like Tony Robbins even talked about it. He said, we get to that stage and that point where we just say, no more. I've had enough.
That's it.
I have had enough. Yeah.
So here's a new challenge.
Go ahead.
Well, go. What?
No, you're fine. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you. I apologize. Go ahead.
That's all right. So yeah, you just say that's enough. So I have a new challenge.
What's that?
Coming up. All right.
What is that?
So remember Damien? Of course, remember Damien. Well, he's been.
Yes.
We interviewed him, right? And he's big on the exercise. So what I did recently is I still go to the gym every day to go swimming. I love swimming. And I've purchased all these pool toys, exercise equipment to use in the pool. However, what I chose to do was to give up the actual weightlifting class. So my challenge is, you know, because I was going to the weightlifting class, you know, I was – you know, there was a group of people there and there was a camaraderie and stuff like that. I gave it up because I've decided that I'm going to do that at home. So I'm going to do the weightlifting system at home and still go swimming. So the challenge is, am I going to do it?
Well, I mean, you already know the answer to that. I personally, just for, I know, right? I just made it even more difficult. Or should I just made it more challenging. Actually, you already know within yourself, because when I hear, you see, your story fires me up, okay? And the fact that, number one, the fact that you stopped going in there and now you brought it home, it's much more convenient. It's much more accessible. You are going to be more prone to do it at home. You know, the thing is, you know, what I've learned to do, okay, so for me, I don't have a gym per se that I go to, like a membership or anything like that, but there's a gym in another place that I go to, and we have one here where I live. And so what I did is I just made up my mind. I set it like a schedule. I set it on my schedule, on my calendar, and I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do on this day, this day, this day, and this day, and this day. So Monday through Friday, I always have a workout. Saturdays, I take a break. Sometimes I do legs and cardio. I was supposed to do legs and cardio today, but I'll do it tomorrow. You know, but I have 5 steady days of some type of workout, muscle workout routine. And all I do is I don't overcomplicate it. I just go in there and I say, okay, today is going to be this muscle group, and I'm going to do this many reps, and I'm going to do this weight. And then after that, the next day, I'm going to do rinse and repeat. I do a different muscle group. And then on that day, so 5 days a week, I've got different muscle groups that I'm actually exercising. And then Saturday is usually cardio and then legs. Of course, I didn't do them today, but I have so much energy. I'm half tempted to go to the gym tonight and do legs and stuff. But that might cause all my adrenaline to go up, and I will be up till midnight looking at the ceiling like a cat on catnip.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, you might not want, you just might want to do some chilling.
Some chilling. I love chilling.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But
well,
that's my new challenge. And I start Monday.
Good. So do you know, have you figured out your routine?
Well, the first thing I did is, because at the gym they have equipment that I drool over and I go, geez, I wish I had that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the equipment that they have is this platform. It's kind of like a stepper, but it's a platform where you can lay on your back and do like, you know, presses and things like that. And it also inclines. So I found it on Amazon and I ordered it, and it's coming tomorrow. So
there you go.
Yep.
Great job. I mean, you're going to save a ton of money.
I am, because, man, that was expensive.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, do you know what? I had LA Fitness. Of course, I wouldn't go there. I mean, nothing against them personally, but to me, it's just too commercial, and I'm not paying $30 a month. When I have a perfectly good gym here with all the equipment, and all I have to do is just modify my workout in such a way. We've got all the equipment I need. You know, I mean, I don't have anything at my home, but outside of it, at a place that's totally free to me, part of my amenities, I go there. You know, I just go in there. It's comfortable. I swipe my little badge. You know, I walk in that door. I put on my headsets, put on some deep house power music, the boom, baby, boom music, and I get in there and I start pumping some iron. That's right.
Yep. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
Do you have music playing in the background, like Rocky?
I listen to disco, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you know, Leslie, that's a good thing, though, because that's one of the things that Tony Robbins talks about, too, is he talks about that, you know, how to start your day and get yourself in a state every single day is like, there's a place called, I think it's called, a company called Zappos. And people that go to work, from what he was saying, that people love to go work at Zappos because it's like going to an Anthony Robbins seminar every day.
Oh, really?
They pump their employees up every single day.
Wow.
No joke. Yeah.
That's a good, I've heard good things about that company, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Zappos. Where are they located anyway?
I don't know, but I go there online every now and then to look at the shoes. But I know what they're saying, you know, because I know when you do constant exercise, it also helps to reduce depression because of all the
Absolutely.
Hormones that are going. And if you guys out there are listening tonight and you suffer from spells of depression, I would just get on some exercise routine on a regular basis, because that will help you tremendously. But
yes.
Yeah, every day, and then listening to, you know, every day. I mean, when I was going to the gym, still do. As soon as I walk in there, they're playing some pumped up music to get you pumped up, you know?
I know.
Absolutely.
I love that pumped up music. Leslie, I love that pumped up music. I mean, I know. It's just my, anyway, it's just my personality. I just love that kind of stuff. I mean, like, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes I'll send Marco Polos to my family members. And you know me, I'm as crazy as a loon. And I have music playing in the background, and I'll be snapping my fingers and moving my head and stuff like that. And my family just starts laughing because, you know, they think it's the funniest thing, you know. That But Marco Polo is a really good app, too.
Yeah, I haven't figured it out, but I have it.
maybe I'll do a video on it for you, and then that way you could just watch for the video. It's really easy.
Okay, that sounds good. But if you guys
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you guys got challenges, they can be challenging, but you can overcome them, whatever it may be, no matter how bad it is. I know there's some
right.
bad stuff going on right now. You know, I'm talking about what happened at that church. That was horrible. But
That was horrendous. That was somebody that definitely had an issue with overcoming some type of obstacle in their life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. But even, you know, the loss of a loved one is quite a challenge to pastor. I know what that's like, because I had a brother that died very early, so it was it's heart-wrenching. But you know what?
It's horrendous. It's mm-hmm.
Yeah, but life, I just get very philosophical about life, and I'm sure people that just lose somebody don't want to hear this, but I just think, you know, it's the people that remain alive that have the most issues to deal with when they lose someone.
Well, you know, that's true, Leslie, too. I mean, now that you think about that, I mean, and now you're talking about from a spiritual perspective. I mean, you're spiritual
right.
in the physical plane. I mean, the physical plane is where we exist right now at this point. And the thing is that, you know, we actually have to deal with it. And what's the best way to say go through mourning and adjust and we're never going to forget about it as long as we're alive, you know. We're always
right.
going to remember that person. We're always going to see something or some situation or hear something and it's going to bring them back to our memory. But you know what, though? That's interesting you said that, too, because it's the whole thing is learning how to – because I've had several people not necessarily thankfully are a close relative. I mean, I know we all have to pass one day. But
right.
I've had close people that I've known, literally, like the most horrific one was, okay, let's keep it, it's within the scope of overcoming obstacles. I had to overcome an obstacle back in 2000 early 2000 when I got a phone call from a friend of mine in New Orleans that told me that someone that was really, really close to us, that we knew really, really well for a number of years, committed suicide. And left his family. He left his wife and three kids and his business that he had, you know. And so that was just it took me a while to get through that. Because it was like death is unexpected anyway. I mean, nobody wants to go. And
right.
the thing is that. But it was if it was through natural means or something like that or normal, you know, it would have been easier. It would not have been as hard, but it still would have been hard.
Right.
But it was just that
right.
situation. So we're down to 4 minutes left, I think, or 5 minutes, Leslie. So I'm going to shut up.
Wow. So that's on a lighter note. But
okay,
no,
yeah, on that.
Life is a challenge. Life is a challenge. And, you know, it hits us in different ways. Different people get hit with it in different ways, different times. And it's just a matter of being able to let go and move forward and do something new with your life.
Right.
Go, you know, life is kind of linear, you know, you just keep going straight. But I was reading this book, I forget what it was, but they talked about life being linear because
mm-hmm.
that's the, not to get all spiritual or like
no,
that.
No, it's
that's
all good.
The,
it's all good.
That's, but that's the level of existence that we're in. Whereas if we were picking up radio waves,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a whole different level of existence, of life experiences. So there's things happening around us that we're not aware of because we're on a linear path.
Well, I
mean,
that makes
sense. Yeah.
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, because in other words, you're just essentially saying that we're seeing things from a physical perspective and not necessarily from a spiritual.
Right.
There's certain things
just,
that we could see. Right. We're in the physical realm.
Right. And so we only see our lives as going forward. You're born and then you grow older and then it's, you know, you get old. And so it's a linear path. But if we were able to be privy to other realms of existence, we'd see that our things are happening around us all the time. But we don't see that.
Right, and it's probably a good thing. I know, right? Hey, Leslie, it's probably a good thing too.
Probably.
I don't know if mentally I'd be ready for it. Well, you never know. I mean, you just never know.
Well, anyway,
but,
gosh, it's almost
anyway.
I
think that. Well, you know what? I think it's so enlightening too, especially since. I got a chance to get inside your head.
You did. You certainly did.
I went into Leslie's world, her Leslie's home. I can picture myself going in your brain. This is really big house. And you're sitting way on the other end of it going, no, just kidding. You've come inside. No, the great and powerful Leslie. Pay no attention to the man behind that curtain.
I got a little woo woo, didn't I? Woo!
Oh my goodness! You know, I so look forward to our show every week. Because
me too. It's fun. It's fun. We talk about a lot of great stuff, and then when we have a guest, you know, that's even it adds more flavor to what we're doing. So, but anyway,
absolutely. And
you
we're still
parting,
on track, though. But,
you got any parting words? Because I think we're going to get chopped off.
We
so
have 1 minute and 30, 1 minute and 30 seconds left. So we still got about a good minute.
Yep. Parting shot?
No, I was just going to say, well, you know, I found that for me, overcoming challenges is what I had mentioned to you earlier. And I would just say to people that, look, if you're listening to the show and you're having a challenge in your life or something like that, just reach out to the people, reach out to someone around you that's going to inspire you and help you grow and start listening to those things. And Leslie, we got 1 minute, so I'm going to go ahead and let you do it. The countdown is less than a minute now.
Oh, all right. Not, I'm going to add to that. You know, we're here like every Saturday at 6:30, and we welcome calls. And you can just call in and talk to us and ask us questions and we're happy to communicate with you because that's what we're all about, communication, reaching out, connecting, supporting, all that good stuff. So just give us a ringy-dingy, as Lily Tomlin would say. One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy, and then a little snort.
I know, right? All right, and she's sitting in that really big chair. Oh, my goodness. That was some real comedy. Okay, we're down to 9 seconds, 8 seconds, bye, and five. Yeah, we're almost done. Good night, everybody.